It's time for a fresh start. Now through March 30th, retire the old trimmer and get a new Black & Decker electric trimmer for just $15.97 at the Home Depot. And crank up more projects with 4 bags of mulch for just $10. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, it can save you hundreds by being the one-stop place to compare Progressive's rates to those of other top companies. What's more, if you have any questions, we offer live phone support 24/7. And if you'd like to picture us with soap opera good looks, then go right ahead. What else would you expect in Utopia? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates available in most states and situations.
When you need a break from the road, choose Motel 6. You always get a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. Motel 6, we'll leave the light on for you.
KLSX.
KLSX HD.
Los Angeles. SoCal's FM talk station.
97.1.
Home of the Adam Carolla Show morning.
Streaming online at 971freefm.com.
Blasting on air.
97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by Laser Eye Center. Call 1-800-80-LASER for no payments till 2010.
It's time to separate fat from fiction. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk, sponsored by ExpertLiposuction.com. And now, here's the liposuction guru to the stars, Dr. David Amron, with Carrie Kasem on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Yes, Entertainment Tonight did call him the guru of liposuction. He's been featured on Discovery Channel, The Today Show, Good Morning America, CNN, BBC, God, the list goes on forever and ever, Women to Women, Extra, Inside Edition. He's a fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery, and the only cosmetic surgery he does is liposuction. I am talking about Dr. David Amron, and this is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. I'm Carrie Kasem. You can give us a call here if you have any questions regarding liposuction, and we're going to touch on fillers again. It was very popular what we did last week, but if you have any questions at all for Dr. David Amron concerning liposuction, give us a call, 888-520-9710. What's going on?
Good afternoon, Carrie
Good
Kasem.
Good afternoon.
My voice still sounds raspy.
It's sexy.
Like last week.
I like it.
Getting over this laryngitis.
Yes.
So I just rolled in from San Diego this morning. I went to a medical conference this weekend put on by Allergan. I'm a consultant for them about Botox and fillers and Juvederm. And it was at the Hard Rock Hotel.
In San Diego?
Yeah, they always try to have it at somewhat of a cool place. So my room, though, was over the pool area and the bar area, which is a very happening thing in the Hard Rock in San Diego, which is fine. But I went to bed last night knowing I'll have to get up this morning early to drive
right.
in.
Right.
And I went to bed about 11 o'clock like a good boy.
Yeah.
And from 11 till 2, my room was shaking from the music. So I didn't fall asleep till after 2 o'clock, got up at 6
awful.
O'clock, felt all discombobulated. So far, I have lost my credit card. I left my cell phone charger at the hotel. So when I'm on the 5 freeway, I had to get off the 5 freeway, go back, get the cell phone charger, and then drive.
Terrible.
I left my sport coat, my dress shirt. I have lost my card key to the radio station, like I told you. So let's try to
get coming from you because you are so absolutely the opposite of that and anal and just everything is so organized and there. And it's funny you walked in, you're like, I am so discombobulated this morning. It's kind of nice. It makes you human.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those days. Thank God it's a Sunday though.
Yeah. Seriously.
So anyway, let me tell you about myself. Once again, I just assume that most people listening to this show have never heard the show before. So I'm for those that are now regular listeners, please be patient in terms of the repetition. My name is Dr. David Amron. I have a practice in Beverly Hills. I specialize in liposuction surgery. Like Carrie said, it's the only major surgery I do. I have a particular approach and philosophy to this procedure. And why I started the show is once again to educate you, to really clarify and demystify this whole area of liposuction and all this other technologies, I'll call it, that has entered into the marketplace, which in a short form, I really don't put a lot of faith in, but we'll talk about that. My approach to this procedure is that I do it under local anesthesia. I feel it's definitely a much safer way to do it. Not only do I feel that, but it's supported by many studies. Local anesthesia and lipo has never had a death in 20 years when done properly. Lipo in general has about a 1 in 5,000 death rate. It's also a cleaner, gentler way to do the procedure, much faster recovery. You walk out half an hour later feeling great. You take a tomb walk the next day. You're back to work in usually a couple days. But the biggest advantage of local anesthesia and liposuction is it allows exact patient positioning and allows me to really contour and sculpt areas in a very meticulous fashion. And as a result, my revision rate's about 1 in 1,000. I very much believe that liposuction is a procedure that you should nail the first time and ideally not go back and do touch-ups or revisions. Unfortunately, it's not commonly the case, and liposuction in the United States has about a 1 in 4 revision rate, which is really high. And my philosophy, like I keep saying, is that it's not about being fat. It's about being genetically disproportionate. And that is it. Liposuction is a tool to target areas of genetic disproportion and balance your body out so that as you gain and lose weight, you do it proportionally. And as a result, it doesn't matter to me whether a person is overweight, thin, or possibly underweight. It's all about balancing and proportion. So today, we're going to finish up on fillers, which we touched on last week. Lipo is the only major cosmetic surgery I do, but I do some other procedures that I take a lot of pride in. And one of those areas, besides Botox, is fillers. So let's finish up on that. We're also going to talk about cellulite. There's an article in the LA Times addressing cellulite, which I've always wanted to kind of comment on. What is cellulite, and what are the newer approaches to cellulite, and do they really work? And if we get a chance, then we'll talk about fat versus flab. Because this is a very important point. I spend a lot of my time with patients educating them on the difference between fat and what I call flab, which is just looser muscle and skin. But Carrie, why don't you give the number out once again for the telephone callers?
If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron concerning liposuction or fillers and Botox, you can give him a call. We are live, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. And I know you were just talking about flab. I know I've told this story before, but I came into you just a few months ago, I think it was. And what is this? You have to take this off. I need more liposuction. What's going on with my body? And you looked at me, you grabbed where I was talking about. I think it was my sides right here. Carrie, that's not fat. What am I going to do? What do you want me to like take your muscle out? You are flabby. You need to get back in the gym.
Right.
And you know, that's what he's going to tell anybody. He's going to tell you the truth. He could have gone in there and just scraped up a little and taken a little bit of fat out of here and here and probably made me look a little uneven and wrong and made the money off of me, but he didn't. And that's what he's been doing for 8 years. He will tell me the truth. You could have made a few thousand dollars off of me right there. And you said, no, you know what? Get your butt into the gym. I can't take any more out of you. You're totally proportionate and you're right. So I started working out. I look better.
Yeah, see, once I evaluate a person for lipo, like I have with you, and have done lipo on you, you're really done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, you are now balanced and proportionate, and you should never need lipo again. You're not all of a sudden going to just start gaining weight in a disproportionate
right.
way. You certainly can gain weight, but now you're going to gain it in a more even way if you gain 50 pounds. And then if areas start getting loose with time and you're grabbing them and shaking around like you were doing, you know, many times it's for other reasons. And Carrie, as we all get, you know, get on in years, things do tend to get a little bit looser.
I'm decaying.
Yeah. Okay. Let's finish up on fillers because we talked about fillers last week. And then we'll jump into the whole fat thing.
Right.
But it's good because what I'm going to talk about with fillers and finish off with is fat transfer. But to go through the fillers very quickly, there are a lot of new fillers that have entered into the marketplace, which are real.
And
yes.
Just before we go into fillers, let's tell people what fillers are, because a lot of people have no idea.
Really?
Trust me. They say, what is a filler? What are you talking about?
Okay.
And you can go into it, you know more detail, but I have them. I did a couple of the nasal labial folds around the mouth where it just starts to get deeper and deeper, you know, as you age. And that goes from your nose basically to your mouth. And I had them plumped up with a filler. I don't know if you use Juvederm or what you, Juvederm Plus.
Probably.
Yeah. And I did some under my eyes and it automatically, and I can't tell you, I had my mom do this, I have my friends do this, everybody who wants to go in under the knife and get something tightened, I suggest looking into fillers first. You might need a facelift if it's bad enough, but look into fillers. You can walk out of anybody's office, your office especially, because you're so good at it, looking 10 years younger immediately. And when I mentioned that last week, you said, no, I did that show 10 years younger.
Right,
and we couldn't
right.
do surgery. We
right.
had to use fillers. And
right.
fillers are amazing. They're an amazing
They
option.
Really are. You know, there's really a very strong trend lately towards using more fillers. Mm-hmm. And the reason is that we really understand the aging face is not just skin getting wrinkly and looser or dropping. The face atrophies. You lose fat in your face. And what happens is that area starts to deflate, and you commonly will get some hollowness under the eyes. So instead of possibly needing eyelid surgery, just by just putting a filler there, it so amazingly improves it. The cheeks also tend to get flat as we age, and you lose volume in the mid-upper part of the cheek, and that area gets flat, both in men and women, and it tends to make the face look a little bit sallow. Yes, like you mentioned, the nasolabial folds, which are the kind of smile lines, tend to get indented because the cheek unit itself is dropping and settling. So what's going on is that you'll get some hollowness under the eyes, we call a tear trough. You'll get those smile lines developing. You'll lose volume in your cheek. And then commonly, you'll get something we call a pre-jowl sulcus, which is an indentation in the lateral chin area. And then the mouth starts to downturn.
Mm-hmm.
So fillers play a huge role in that. Whether or not somebody needs a facelift, commonly they still need fillers. But usually fillers alone will greatly improve it. And not only just fill the areas, but actually lift the face.
Yes.
So in terms of fillers, we do have a lot of great choices nowadays. In the past, not that long ago, we only really had collagen as our major filler. There weren't a lot of other good fillers out.
Let me give the number out. If you have any questions on fillers, if you have, you know, questioning, if you're thinking, oh, I need an eye lift, oh, I need this, I need that done, you might just need fillers, which is going to save you a lot of money and a lot of pain and a lot of recovery time, and it's a fabulous thing. So if you have any questions on that, you can give us a call here, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk.
Right. Well, thank you. Yeah. Right. Well, so fillers, yeah, you're right. They're not surgery. They're just done in about 5 or 10 minutes in the office. It's really not very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I use a topical numbing cream typically. Sometimes if I'm doing the lips, I will do a nerve block. But back to the types of fillers, and it's not so important exactly what filler is chosen. Like I've always said, like with liposuction, it's much more about the eyes and hands and artistry and good judgment and technique of the person doing it. So whether it's Restylane or Juvederm or maybe something else, what is more important is how well it's done. But some of the newer fillers that really are a great improvement over collagen are what we call the hyaluronic acid family of fillers, Juvederm and Restylane primarily. There's also Perlane, which is a thicker version of Restylane, and Juvederm Ultra Plus, which is a thicker version of Juvederm. And they really work great. They last typically between, on the very low end, about 4 to 5 months, sometimes as much as 9 to 12 months. There probably also is, with these fillers, some permanent collagen building. So people can actually get it to last longer. But they really work wonderfully in terms of those areas I previously mentioned. There's some other fillers like Radiesse, which I sometimes use. There's something called Sculptor, which is a larger volume filler. There's some fillers that I personally don't really like that much, like Artifil, but other surgeons use them.
You had somebody call you on Artifil.
Right.
And I know that there are some surgeons that will use silicone, which I think is awful. I've seen some of the effects of it. How is Artifil different from silicone?
Well, in some ways it's similar. Your body's kind of building a reaction around it, and it's a semi-permanent filler. You know, most of the people like myself that do a lot of fillers don't really like permanent fillers that much. I wouldn't go so far as to say as silicone is absolutely horrible and awful. It is once again FDA approved, not for filling on the face, but for other uses.
Sure.
And so now it can be used in the U.S. But I think when somebody considers silicone, they have to understand that sometimes things go wrong. Sometimes it might develop more of a reaction around the silicone, what we call a granuloma. And if it's a problem, it's really a permanent problem. So that's why I really do not like to use silicone in my practice. Let me just finish off and go into fat, because fat is a really can be an outstanding filler. It can be a home run. And many years ago, I didn't incorporate fat into my practice in terms of filling. And certainly for me, I do a lot of liposuction, so it's the easiest mm-hmm. thing to do. You've got the fat there. And then studies start to really show that fat really does last if it's done properly. And I think fat is a very good option, especially as a larger volume filler in certain areas. It can be very good to use under the eyelid for that tear trough, that hollowness. It's wonderful as a larger volume filler to lift the cheeks up and create volume in the cheeks. It can be used around the chin area, that pre-jowl area to lift that up. It can actually be used under the eyebrows to give some lifting and softness and roundness to the eyebrows. But there still is somewhat of a controversy with fat in terms of does it last, how long it lasts, whether you use fresh fat or frozen fat. I do feel fat, if it's done properly, fat transfer, in mostly all patients, they do get some or most of a permanent take to the fat, which is really great.
My mom had it done, and I've never seen her look better. I mean, she looks phenomenal. Well, and she had it done a few years ago. It's still there.
Right.
Yeah, and it really saved her from getting a facelift, plus all the fillers that she has. Yeah,
right,
as
right.
Well,
you know, it can really not only just give some nice roundness to the face, but it also makes the skin itself sort of look... shinier
again.
And tighter,
yes.
and more supple.
It's such a better alternative.
It creates a youthfulness.
Yeah.
So I do fat transfer. I do it typically under local anesthesia with my liposuction. It's actually a very cost-effective way to do that if you're in the operating room already and getting liposuction
sure.
done. You know, I tend to just use fresh fat. I feel it's more consistent in terms of lasting longer. But let's take one call.
All right. If you have any questions regarding liposuction or fillers, anything that Dr. Amron does, you can give us a call here. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Leslie in Thousand Oaks, you're on with Dr. David Amron. What's going on?
Hi. Pretty amazed. This morning I woke up thinking I've got to do something. I'm going to do liposuction, and then I get on the radio today and I hear you guys talking.
There you go.
I really don't know that much about it, but my situation is that about 2 years ago I had a gastric bypass surgery, mm-hmm. and I've lost over 170 pounds.
Yay! No, we need applause. Gilbert,
really
do you have applause?
Best thing I ever did. But I'm losing weight now where I don't want to lose weight. And I think my problem is I want to keep losing weight because of my thighs, but I can't lose there. It's my face, my breast, my arms, all those places are losing weight, and I don't want them to lose anymore. So I was thinking, well, maybe liposuction would be the answer to that. And then I heard you talking about proportionate, and maybe that's the problem. Maybe I'm just so unproportioned.
Well,
in that area.
Yes. Well, thank you for picking up on that. That's why I keep on trying to drive home this point about lipo being a procedure to balance your disproportion out. And whether you're thin or fat, hopefully people are starting to understand that. I do a lot of people who are overweight. I do a lot of people who are actually underweight sometimes. And they can both be great candidates for liposuction. So it sounds like you are genetically disproportionate. And then you are storing fat in a disproportionate way. And the gastric bypass or any other type of weight loss would have allowed you to lose weight, but you're still going to be disproportionate. And what happens is that you will, as you lose more weight, you'll get too thin in other areas, and you'll never get it to come off the areas you want it to come off. That's the first area to get fat and the last area to come off. So it sounds like you are a good candidate for liposuction.
And what is this, when you're talking about local anesthesiology, that means I don't have to be put to sleep, you'll just numb me in a certain area? Is that what that means?
Essentially, yes. I do what's called pure tumescent liposuction. I actually call it pure tumescent liposuction because I don't like to combine with general anesthesia. I completely do it under local, and there are many advantages from safety to faster healing to less bruising to much better results because of proper patient positioning. You know, I was talking to some surgeons last night at this conference I went to who do lipo under general anesthesia, and they agreed that, you know, it really is almost impossible to get proper positioning, and compromising is made in terms of getting the best result. So there are really many reasons why I do it under local. But Leslie, what you should do is actually, I'm going to direct you to my website, which is www.expertliposuction.com. And I give a lot of information about liposuction and also my approach and my technique with it. And there's an area called FAQs, which goes into a lot of questions like you're asking now. And there's another area called area by area, which kind of goes through my approach to each particular area of the body.
But you also, too, have streaming video of people getting liposuction done with just local anesthesia. And a lot of people say, oh, is it going to hurt? I had it done. I walked out of there, and I didn't feel a thing. I never took a pain pill, and I actually had to do something that night. I went out that night for a little bit, but I had no downtime at all. And I had a very small area done, but, I mean, he's fantastic. And
the pain I don't really worry about. I hate being put to sleep. I hate that.
Yes.
Waking up.
Yes.
Well, that's the main reason probably people, or actually one of the main reasons people come to see me, because they don't like general anesthesia. But, you know, when I kind of go through my explanation of things, there are so many more advantages to local anesthesia. It's really the art way of approaching this. But thank you, Leslie. We've got to take a break now, I believe.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, okay?
Later. Bye.
Bye. And anybody else who doesn't want to get on the air and ask questions and you just want to consult, a complimentary consult with Dr. David Amron, you can call his office, leave a message. They'll get right back to you. 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. 775-2467. We'll come back with all of your phone calls. Keep on holding. This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk right here on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 97.1. Free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. You can read all about him on his website at expertliposuction.com. That's expertliposuction.com. And you can ask the doctor everything you want to know about lipo live on air. Join us for Dr. Amron's Body Talk, Sunday afternoons at 2 on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Let's face it, you need your celebrity fix, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, MSN.com has you covered. They've got all the latest on news, movie reviews, and gossip featuring all your favorite celebrities.
Everything you need to keep up to date in the world of entertainment.
Leave Britney alone!
Get on with it.
Just hit MSN.com, find the headline you heard on Teresa Strasser's news, then slide over to 971freefm.com. When you submit your headline, you can win a four-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of L.A. We are 97.1, the MSN using FM Talk Station.
Announcing the Meet the New Saturn event. It's the perfect time to check out the newest lineup of cars on the road. And right now, get 0% APR for 60 months on the Saturn Aura Sports Sedan. It's the car critics just can't stop talking about. Road and Track calls the Aura welcome eye candy in the segment's otherwise Me Too white bread offerings, while Car and Driver simply proclaims that Saturn is back. But what are customers saying when they meet the new Saturn? Right. And you'll be speechless too. So head into the Meet the New Saturn event today. With an amazing lineup of five new cars, you'll find out what's got people talking, or in some cases, not talking. And right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR for 60 months on a 2008 Aura Sports Sedan. But hurry, event ends March 31st. Rethink Saturn.
Claim based on average age of complete lineup. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 finance. Example down payment is 17%. Some customers will not qualify. Offer excludes hybrids. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 3/31/08. Road and Track, May 2007. Car and Driver, February 2007.
Clickers down by one. Ball to West. West takes the shot.
Miller Lite presents A Taste of Greatness with Jerry West.
The 80s. Five world championships. Incredible talent that this team had. They competed, and it was like an art form to watch. A night at a Laker game in the 80s was a very special night. This was showtime. I think the 80s were the greatest era that the Lakers have ever had.
This season, celebrate 60 years of Lakers greatness with Miller Lite. Get a $20 discount on Lakers tickets inside specially marked 18 packs of Miller Lite. And come through in the clutch every game day with collectible 24-ounce cans featuring Jerry West and other Lakers greats. This season, go for greatness with the only light beer to win four gold awards at the World Beer Cup. Miller Lite. Good call. Live responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Miller Lite won the Gold Award in the American Style Light Lager category in 96, 98, 02, and 06. 97.1!
Do you know the problem with most mattress stores? They don't give a sheet about you. But at Sit and Sleep, we do give a sheet. A free set of sheets. Two pillows, blanket, bed frame, and delivery. Sit and Sleep's bedding pack. A $200 value, free!
You can't say that on the radio, Larry!
What, that we give a sheet?
No! Get a bedding pack worth $200 free!
But it's part of Sit and Sleep's March to Savings sale. Buy a premium mattress today and pay nothing for 1 year. Save hundreds on Simmons, Sealy, Spring Air, Miralux, and Heirloom. And get a free set of sheets, two pillows, blanket, bed frame, and delivery. Sit and Sleep's bedding pack at $200 value, free.
I'm sheet out of luck now.
Plus, buy now and with your good credit, pay no deposit, no interest, and no payments for one whole year.
Pay nothing for one whole year? Have you got a paddle, Larry?
No, why?
I'm up sheets creek, 'cause you killing me, Larry!
Call 1-800-FREE to shop by phone. Sit and sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free!
You went 4-for-4 tonight, kid, with 2 grand slams, but I'm sending it down.
How come, Skip?
You missed the sign. When I flash 5 fingers, then hold my hands a foot apart, it means I want a tasty $5 footlong from Subway. Not to steal home and win us the game.
Right now at Subway, for a limited time, get any freshly made, mouth-watering regular footlong for just $5. Footlongs for $5. Our way of saying thanks for making our footlongs famous. Subway, eat fresh.
Offer excludes double stacked and premium sandwiches. Prices and participation may vary.
Breakfast is served at Subway restaurants. Every new breakfast sandwich is made fresh just the way you like it. Wake up your taste buds with a fresh toasted Western omelet sandwich made to order with Black Forest ham, egg, cheese, and your favorite veggies. Or try the new Mega Stuffer with bacon, sausage, egg, and cheese, all fresh toasted in a hot buttery biscuit. Subway restaurants now open at 7 a.m. serving breakfast. Want lunch or dinner early? The full Subway menu is available too. Stop for breakfast, get lunch to go. Subway, eat fresh. At participating restaurants, opening time and products may vary.
You wanted more? Well, guess what? Guitar Center's giving you more. One more weekend of instant rebate insanity. I mean, there's instant rebate deals for every musician. This is crazy. Up to $300 instant rebates on select Gibson, Ovation, and Martin acoustic guitars. Or get up to $500 rebates on all Pearl Reference and DW drum kits in stock. And there's so much more. At Guitar Center, you'll find hundreds of instant rebate deals throughout the store, like up to $250 instant rebates on Marshall amps, up to $300 instant rebates on studio mics, preamps, PA speakers, power amps, and all Pro Tools systems in stock. Even up to $500 instant rebates on every keyboard in stock. So come in and play. The gear's set up and ready, and trained experts are there to answer all your questions. Remember, instant rebate savings end Sunday night. Guitar Center, we help people make music.
Do you have a loved one who doesn't use a computer? Give them the Presto service with the HP printing mailbox, and then you can send them email and photos and a whole lot of happiness every day.
Oh, I love it because it's really bringing the family together all the time. I get mail from the 2 children and plus their children, and that makes it really nice. And I send pictures through, and they come out so beautifully in here.
Now you can send someone you love email and color photos, even if they don't have a computer. All they need is the Presto service with the HP printing mailbox.
Say on one day too many letters will come. That makes me happier than anything because now I know I've got a whole day's work to read all these letters, and they're so nice. I would recommend Presto to anybody.
For free information about Presto service, call now 1-800-700-7743. That's 1-800-700-7743. 1-800-700-7743.
Don't miss any of the 08-09 Anaheim Ducks season. Place your season ticket deposit down now and receive playoff ticket priority for the 08 Stanley Cup playoffs. Call 877-WILD-WING or visit AnaheimDucks.com.
The Valley's FM talk station, 97.1 Free FM.
Welcome back to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. I'm Carrie Kasem. If you just tuned in, Dr. David Amron is a cosmetic surgeon who only does liposuction as his only cosmetic surgery. Entertainment Tonight called him the guru of liposuction. But we're also talking about fillers. Fillers for your face, Botox, Restylane, Juvederm. We're talking about everything today that he does. And if you have any questions at all concerning liposuction or fillers or Botox, you can give us a call here. Ask him any question you'd like. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Should we go right into the calls? Oh, yes. Cynthia in Long Beach. Cynthia, what's your question for Dr. David Amron?
Hi, you guys. I have a question. I'm interested in having fillers around my lips and my eye area, and my concern is bruising afterwards.
Yeah. Bruising, unfortunately, can never be completely avoided anytime a needle is entering your skin, whether it's Botox or a filler. But it is very technique dependent. A good person with fillers can do it and most likely get very little or no bruising. I kind of pride myself in terms of the way I go about doing this procedure, getting very little bruising, because I always hold pressure as I'm moving along doing my fillers, as Carrie knows. But some things I would advise you about, whatever filler you're getting done, You know, avoid aspirin for about 10 days prior to getting the filler done. Advil, Motrin, Naprosyn, you want to avoid for 3 days. Don't drink alcohol for 2 days. And then also, you know, in case you get some bruising, you know, don't do it and have something major going on the next week, because you might get some bruising with fillers. The areas that are more prone to fillers, I would have to tell you, is definitely under the eyes. That area is a little more prone than other areas for fillers. The lips are probably the second common area for fillers. So smile lines and cheeks, not so common to get bruising in.
Yeah, I've had the I've had everything done that he just mentioned. I've done my lips before. I've done my smile lines. I've done under my eyes. And the only place that I really bruised in that was terrible, but I covered it up. I mean, you could always take cover up and cover it up. What was my eyes? The rest of it, I've never bruised. Were getting around my mouth. I've never bruised.
I think because I'm gonna start getting all these callers giving their advice about bruising. I'm sure about different creams and arnica and bromelain. So let me just comment on that right now. You know, the most important thing I really feel is how the doctor is doing it and the doctor paying attention to it and also holding pressure for the first few minutes after it is done. Pressure is the most important thing. Ice is secondary. Ice tends to reduce swelling, not so much bruising. So I care about more pressure immediately afterwards. Personally, I don't think bromelain and arnica play a big role in it, although there are people that swear by it and love it. And I have no problem with them using it, but I just don't think it's mostly about that. I think it's mostly about how well the person is doing it.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Did that answer your question, Karen?
Yes.
No, this is Cynthia.
Oh, Cynthia. Cynthia. Yeah. Sorry, Cynthia.
All right.
No problem, David. Thank you.
Take care. Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
If you have any questions, you don't want to be on air, and you just want to call Dr. David Amron's office, you can do that too, and they'll get right back to you. It's 310-275-2467. If you call now, you can make a complimentary consult with Dr. David Amron. His number again, 310-275-2467.
Let me just correct that. You can leave a message there.
Yeah, there isn't
anybody at the office,
right.
But leave a message, and on Monday morning they'll get back to you. Also, you really should go to my website. The show is mostly about educating, and I like people to read my website because it's educational. And the more you understand about liposuction, the better informed you are to make a decision. And that's www.expertliposuction.com.
Yeah, expertliposuction.com. I don't think anybody uses www anymore.
Oh, really?
Because you just put it in and it like automatically
does
it for you.
Oh, is that true?
You. Yeah, most
See,
computers.
See, I'm kind of
most
old
computers.
Fashioned. I really don't use computers that much, I got to tell you.
Yeah. You're just a perfectionist. You're constantly in there working on your work. You're like
a
mad scientist.
You know, in ways, I live in an analog world, not as much of a digital
world.
You
do. It's true.
Okay, let's take a caller.
Karen in Grand Terrace. You're on with Dr. David Amron and Carrie Kasem. What's your question?
Hi, Dr. David. My name is Karen, and I'm 52 years old, and I'm very interested in your show. I was listening earlier when you talked about the liposuction and the disproportionate body type, and I've always had the large thighs, and no matter amount of exercise and diet didn't help. So I finally, I had the liposuction, and unfortunately what's happened now is I look like I have pantyhose on that have started sliding down my legs.
Mm.
And I'm to a point where I can't wear anything that shows my legs, and we're in Hawaii about 6 months out of the year, so that poses a problem. So I'm considering a thigh lift.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also wondering if I just need to do the filler in my thighs to put the fat back that I had taken out originally.
Okay. Let me ask a couple questions.
Okay.
Where in your thighs? Inner thighs, outer thighs, or both?
It's kind of all over. General. Where was the inner?
Where was the lipo done? Inner?
Yes.
Inner and outer?
It was done inner and outer.
Okay. And have you lost weight also?
I lost some weight, maybe 15 pounds about a year ago.
Okay.
I'm very active. I yoga, walk.
Right. And the liposuction was done how long ago?
About 10 years ago.
About 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, liposuction, there's a misperception that people think liposuction makes your skin looser and not tighter. And that's why something called smart liposuction has come about, saying that it tightens your skin and traditional liposuction makes your skin looser. That's really not accurate. Liposuction, when done properly, I just want to educate not only yourself but people listening. If it's done properly, liposuction, you actually make the skin tighter because you're reducing the weight of the fat on the skin that's causing it to drag down. And also, if it's done properly, you know how to kind of scrape that underneath part of skin in a certain way and get as much tightening of the skin as possible. So typically the skin tends to get tighter with liposuction, not looser.
Mm.
But some things are playing into this in terms of your case specifically. First of all, it might have been done, you know, maybe a little bit too aggressively, too much fat removed. Mm-hmm. They might have not gone superficial enough with liposuction in certain areas to get that skin to tighten up in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as we age, Karen, things tend to get looser.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens. And this is why, you know, I kind of get people to understand the difference between fat and flab. And I think you're understanding that what's going on is that you've got looseness of the skin and muscle. Now, you know, it's possible the lipo might have made it worse in your case, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it would have happened anyway with time. What to do at this point is, first of all, I would encourage you to make your muscle tone as good as tighten your muscles as much as you can, because the muscle is connected to the fat and it's connected to the skin. So when the muscle gets loose, everything gets loose.
Okay.
Secondly, you have lost some weight, like you said, and that's probably contributed to it. But then again, you know, you don't want to gain weight.
Right.
Because of that. There are some procedures that are getting a little bit better in terms of giving some tightening to the skin. And it centers around using radio frequency, which is a concentrated form of heat, something like Thermage, which I use.
I had that.
Okay.
I did that, yeah.
Was it a waste of money for you?
Yes.
Okay. Not surprising.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to really choose your patient well. It's not the greatest thing in the world, I got to tell you. I mean, Carrie, I did it on Carrie, and Carrie loves it. But you can only get so much tightening with it.
Mm-hmm.
In your case, to make a long story short, is if there really is a lot of looseness there, then you probably will need to have a thigh lift done.
Okay.
And, you know, fillers, I would say probably not. That's not really going to take care of it unless there's a lot of indentations and rippling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
what about the Velo Smooth and things like that are coming out?
Well, you know, again, it's an interesting technology. It's using radio frequency, kind of like Thermage, and is targeting cellulite. I mean, what bothers me about Velo Smooth is that people might think it's a replacement for liposuction, and it really is not. It's maybe going to make some improvement with cellulite, but I think it's more temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's kind of like Thermage, and in your case, I probably wouldn't spend a lot of money.
Okay.
You know, if you want, you know, now I'm offering complimentary consultations. Come in, and let me take a look and give you my opinion, okay?
I appreciate that. That sounds like a great idea.
Let me give you the number, Karen, and for anybody else who's listening.
Thank you.
Oh,
go
excellent.
Ahead.
Okay, yeah, that might suffer from the same thing you're suffering from, you know?
Okay.
310-275-2467. Leave a message and the office will get right back to you. But thank you, Karen, for
calling
in.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, and anybody else dealing with areas like that, so I know you do a lot of revision.
I do.
A lot of revision.
Probably
liposuction.
About 1 in 4 cases I do a revision liposuction.
Yeah.
And a lot from the LA area, but people actually fly in from you know, East Coast, Europe, South America for revision liposuction.
Well, because you've been on the Discovery Channel, the Today Show, Good Morning America, you know, Fox Good Day LA, Women to Women. I could go on. I mean, Extra, Inside Edition, VH1. You were on my show when I had a show on CTV. I mean, you've been everywhere. You've done so much press, and because you are the best at what you do.
Well, thank you.
Entertainment Tonight called you the guru of liposuction simply because you have a whole list of A-listers that come to you, and they talk about that. And I know that one, I'm not going to mention the people. There are some people that say, okay, we can mention them, but I'm not going to do that. But you were in a magazine, the top, 15 things that celebrities wanted. You were in the top 15 saying liposuction from Dr. David Amron.
Well, why I'm proud about that is number one and number two were a Rolls-Royce Phantom and a Rolex presidential watch. So that's, you know, it's good company.
And then liposuction from Dr. David Amron.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, you can give us a call here. We're going to take a quick break, then get back to all of your phone calls. So please keep holding through this very short break. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. We'll be right back with Dr. David Amron's Body Talk right here on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
That you're really a part.
97.1.
KLSX.
Free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes believes that LiPo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about LiPo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. You can read all about him on his website at expertliposuction.com. That's expertliposuction.com. And you can ask the doctor everything you want to know about LiPo live on air. Join us for Dr. Amron's Body Talk, Sunday afternoons at 2 on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
At 97.1 Free FM, we always ask one important question. Why pay full price when you can feed your face for half? Seriously. No, not half your face, your entire face, with our new Feed Your Face dining deals. Every week on 971freefm.com, we will post a new deal where you can purchase a $50 gift certificate to the hottest restaurants in SoCal for just $25. Really, there's no catch, just great food. Now you can eat at the best SoCal restaurants and not have to stiff the valet. Your new fully fed face is powered by the face feeders right here at 97.1 KLSX Free FM. This week's dining deal is Republic Restaurant and Lounge on La Cienega in West Hollywood.
When it's time to buy a car, McKenna.
Hello, I'm Danny McKenna from McKenna BMW. In today's market, it is important to receive the biggest value for your dollar. The all-new 2008 BMW 3 Series gives you this value. Gas mileage over 37 miles a gallon. Handling, performance, and not to mention, BMW is the only manufacturer with a full maintenance program including brakes and rotors for 4 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. So, to celebrate one of the finest cars ever made, I'm offering a new 2008 BMW 328i automatic for $299 a month plus tax for 24 months. This is not a base model car. Sunroof, stereo, leatherette, and automatic all for $299 a month for 24 months. $2,900 due at signing, 10,000 mile lease. We have over 200 new 3 Series in stock, all priced at similar savings. Call us today. They'll go quick. 2008 3 Series for $299 a month for 24 months. Or see us on the web at McKennaBMW.com.
After I got laid off, we lived off our credit cards. Now I have a job, but my payments are breaking me.
If your credit card debt is breaking you, you need more than credit counseling or a rate reduction. You need to wipe out the debt itself without filing for bankruptcy.
Financial Freedom of America negotiated with my creditors and cut my debt by 47%.
With one free call to Financial Freedom of America, you could be on your way to eliminating 30 to 60% of your credit card debt.
Now I have room in my budget to pay off my bills and enjoy life again.
If credit card debt is controlling your life, don't give up. Call Financial Freedom of America. They have a proven program that could eliminate up to thousands of dollars of your credit card debt. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation. Results may vary. Not available in all states.
Call 800-918-1146. That's 800-918-1146. Call now. 800-918-1146. That's 800-918-1146. 97.1
Friday night. Take some time to take it all in. Twist open a Miller Chill, let a few records spin. Knocks on the door, more enter to hang. House party starts growing, we're doing our thing. Old faces, new friends, all around me cool people. Don't want it to end, already planning the sequel. Spontaneous rules, nothing governs the scene. Cold chills in hand, the only routine. Talking, dancing, we do more than get down. Splitting sides as the jokes go around. Laid back in the moment, it's all understood. Keeping it real and keeping things good. The laughter rings out, bass thumps in my chest. We're moving all night, there's no time to rest. Together we kick it, the laughter we spill. Together the good times, together we chill. Chill is in the air, Miller Chill. Light beer brewed with a hint of lime and salt. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Hey there, bub. Go to MSN.com to get your daily fix of news and information. It's sports, entertainment, financial markets, style and fashion, and more. Have you gone to MSN today?
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk right here on 97.1, the FM Talk Station. I'm Carrie Kasem.
Dr. David Amron, if you just tuned in, is an expert, and that's why it's expertliposuction.com, but an expert in liposuction. He's been doing this procedure 14 years. He is the guru of liposuction, according to Entertainment Tonight, and the only cosmetic surgery he does is liposuction. So we are talking lipo here today. Also, fillers and Botox. If you have any question, he is amazing with that. I mean, he does everybody in Hollywood. He does all of my friends and my family as well. So give us a call here, 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710 if you have any questions for Dr. David Amron. Now, before we had a few phone calls holding and one person who couldn't, she had a question about her jowls and if fillers would work for her jowls, her jowl area.
Well, I think I don't know if it was fillers, but maybe just questions about how to approach her jowls.
Sure.
Okay, so I'll take a minute and answer it. Jowls are that area on the lateral side of your chin, the bottom of your cheek, that are settling down with gravity and the loss of volume of the face with time. And there are different ways to approach jowls. Of course, if the jowls have gotten quite prominent, then a lower facelift is what's really needed. But if it's not too bad and you catch it early on, then you can either approach it with liposuction when you do the neck area and you do the jowls in a certain way. You've got to be very conservative and be very, very careful how you're doing the jowls. It can flatten them. Also, you can fill below the jowls. We call that the pre-jowl sulcus with fillers, whether you're using fat or using Restylane or Juvederm, and it can greatly improve the jowl area and reconstitute the jawline.
Excellent. There's also a question here. She doesn't want to be on air. It says off air. It says, can you get connective tissue disorder from any of this and from doing a liposuction or fillers?
Well, very briefly, you cannot get connective tissue disorders from doing liposuction or fillers. But you know what I'll do? I'll take that caller off the air and talk more about it with her. But let me get into something that I wanted to discuss this week before the time runs out. And each week I try to go through some things that I've seen in the newspaper or ads that I find deceitful or offensive, because I want to educate people, and that's what the show is about, making people understand all the misinformation that's out there with regard to liposuction specifically, because I keep saying it's not about the technology, it's not about the machine, it's much more about the person doing the procedure, having a good eye, doing a proper evaluation, and approaching it the right way to get a great result. It's not about whether you're using some machine or another machine.
Right.
But this week, there were a couple things that appeared in the LA Times that were very interesting. First, one thing which I would say borders on being deceitful is an article called Lipo for a Size 2 or Size 2 Liposuction. And I just want people to understand what this really is, because everything seems like it's the latest, greatest thing out there. And it's just another way of repackaging liposuction, as far as I'm concerned. The good thing about it is that it is trying to get the message across to people that you do not have to be overweight with liposuction, and that it really is true. You do not have to be overweight for liposuction. It really is about a balancing and proportioning procedure for the body. So again, it's a target genetically disproportionate areas. But calling it size 2 lipo is like, well, wow, it's like I'm a thin person. This is for me. They're also talking about a technology called Vaser in there, which is using a newer form of ultrasonic liposuction. It sounds wonderful because you're melting the fat and saying you're getting the skin tighter. But again, I don't feel like good results are about that particular procedure. Once again, I think it's about the hands of the surgeon. There was also a commentary about cellulite in there, which I liked a lot because it gave some information about this whole area that people are very confused about. You know, for many years, we really didn't know what cellulite really was. Like, what is cellulite? Well, this actually puts it very well. So I'm just going to read what this says. And this is in the LA Times on March 24th. Cellulite is just plain old fat. It looks different from the outside, characterized by a dimpled cottage cheese appearance, because the connective tissue surrounding the fat in those areas has a different pattern than the connective tissue in other areas of the body. Men tend to have a horizontal or crisscross connective tissue pattern, whereas women have a honeycomb pattern. And that's really why the cellulite's occurring in women. It is a way of storing fluid or edema in the superficial fat layers. This person then goes on to comment about fixes for cellulite, and he's saying it is tempting to look for a quick fix to cellulite, especially when so many advertisements claim to provide a solution. Unfortunately, there is no overnight cure. Nothing can get below the surface of the skin and rearrange connective tissue or fat cells underneath, because fat is compressible Some procedures, such as body wraps, may appear to provide a solution to smoothing the skin, but this is only temporary. Yeah. I basically agree with this, I got to tell you, with regard to cellulite, because it really is very difficult to treat cellulite. This newer technology that's entering in using radio frequency, and certain machines have them, whether it's the VeloSmooth machine or VeloShape machine or the Thermage machine,
Titan,
which I use, you know, is an interesting area in terms of maybe developing a little bit of tightening under the skin and improving cellulite. Whether or not it's permanent, the verdict is still out. So I would really be careful about spending a lot of money for these types of things. Or endermology, for example, and definitely with creams and potions and lotions for this. Temporarily, there might be a little bit of improvement, but I think the bigger improvement is going to come like this author mentioned, from diet and exercise. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of liposuction improving cellulite, this is my feeling about it. I do think liposuction can improve cellulite if it's done the proper way. And it is doing what's called superficial liposuction. And what I do, I take a flat spatula cannula, a very small cannula, and kind of break up that connective tissue, that honeycomb connective tissue under the skin. And if you do it properly in the right way and with a lot of respect for the skin, the cellulite actually usually does improve. But I never do it for cellulite alone. I do it along with liposuction to create a better balance and proportion. And if the cellulite improves, and usually does, it's a bonus. Right. So once again, my feelings are don't do lipo for cellulite alone, but if it's done correctly, it can improve cellulite.
And if you have any questions or comments at all concerning Dr. David Amron's liposuction technique, you can give him a call. And the office will call you right back and get a complimentary consult, 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. And there's a lot of people that don't want to come on air and talk about their bodies. A little embarrassed, or you just want to just talk to him privately, and that's absolutely fine. Give him a call. They'll get you in hopefully this week, and that number is 310-275-2467.
Okay, let me talk about a topic that I've mentioned before, and that is the difference between fat and flab. And this is a very, very important distinction, because every time somebody sees fullness in an area or is able to get their hands around it and grab and shake around, they call it fat.
Right.
And it is not always fat. It's what I call flab. So right. Fat is fat, and flab has fat many times in it, but it's also looser muscle and skin too. And if you understand that, you understand what liposuction can do. Liposuction is reducing the fat layer, what we call the subcutaneous fat between the skin and muscle. And it can make flab better by reducing the weight of the fat on the skin, and if it's done correctly, can tighten up the skin. But there can still be some flab there, which you can only really approach with proper diet and exercise. And that's why liposuction is a tool to get rid of your genetic disproportion. And there's always my role in that, my percentage role, and there's always the patient's role. And if a person is out of shape or overweight, my role is to balance their body out. My role is to target their disproportionate areas, reduce them with liposuction very quickly, and balance them out so now they will gain and lose weight more proportionally.
Right.
But it is still important for them to firm their muscle tone up, because once again, remember, the muscle's connected to the fat, it's connected to the skin. So when the muscle gets loose, everything gets loose. And that's why it's so important for people to understand that. When I'm doing my evaluation with a patient, I try to make that very, very clear to them, because otherwise you can have an unhappy patient. And certainly that's what I do is all about. You know, it's providing a service. And one reason why I educate so well, and I do every part of my procedure as perfectly as I do, is because I do not want an unhappy patient.
Right.
I want a happy patient.
Right. You are a perfectionist. And you're a perfectionist not only in liposuction, in your Botox, in your fillers, in your skincare, in everything that you do. And, this is why I've been with you we're going on 9 years. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
Nine years.
This is my job. I mean, it's what I do.
But there's so many people.
I spend my waking hours doing. It's what people are spending money and, more importantly, putting their expectations in me for.
But before I went to you, I went to people that did not take the approach that you take to what you do. And I have scars left from that. And, I mean, just some horrible things that happened to me that I was afraid to go back to anybody because I didn't believe them anymore. They tell me, oh, this is what this is going to do. This is what that's going to do. And I have scars left over from it and things that didn't work. And every time that you have told me this is what this is going to do, you've been right on, and you've done it very well.
Thank you. I mean, I think the proper guidance is really important. Like I will say, you know, a good result begins with a good evaluation.
Right.
And you know, I went to this seminar this last week, and like I mentioned earlier, which was about fillers and Botox, and they had one patient after another put up on a screen, and people gave their approach in terms of how they would do it. But you know, once again, I think it's important to step back and look at the overall thing, and then properly evaluate and make a game plan, and then do the best job in the operating room as possible.
Right. If you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you can give him a call and he'll get back to you this week, or his office will. 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. If you want something done right and you want an honest consultation, Dr. David Amron, he's going to tell you, and he's not going to, if he can't do something for you, you're going to know about that too. Trust me.
Yeah. You know, let me just, let's finish up, because we're coming to the close of our hour, but let me tell you what we're going to talk about next week. And next week I am going to do it. I keep on meaning to do it, but we ran out of time. Next week we're going to start with the top five myths about liposuction, the misunderstandings about liposuction, and then transition into the top five mistakes with liposuction. Why is it such a poorly done procedure commonly? Why is there in the United States almost a 1 in 4 revision rate? And why is my revision rate about 1 in 1,000? And that will be a very interesting thing to look at.
Once again, Dr. David Amron's number, 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. You can also look him up at expertliposuction.com. You can get all of your questions answered there. You can even watch people getting liposuction with the local anesthesia done on this site. An amazing site, expertliposuction.com. We will be back next week. This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. I'm Carrie Kasem, and this is 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 97.1, Free FM.